This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Scott Lane, a member of the band, Denver-based, I may add, known as The Congress. The Congress is scheduled to play a free Sunset Blues concert to launch the Telluride Blues and Blues Festival. The event takes place Wednesday, September 11th, 5 to 7 p.m. in Mountain Village. Scott, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
So, describe your background in music. Do you come from a musical family, or are you an anomaly?
No, I don't really come from a musical family. My grandmother made me start playing piano when I was like 4. My brother started playing guitar when I was, I don't know, like 9 or 10, so I just started playing his guitar. And, you know, just through different roads throughout school and friends, just started playing. Right around college time, I started taking it a little more seriously. So it's all pretty casual.
Okay. So how did you meet the two other members of your band, and how did the Congress come together?
Jonathan, the singer and the bass player, Jonathan Meadows, and I have known each other for probably about 10 years now. I met him when I was in college. His band played at my house, and then I started going to see them all the time in our hometown of Richmond, Virginia. And, you know, just through being in the same music scene in Richmond, we started writing music together probably like 6 years ago or something like that, or 7 years or something. And then I ended up leaving town and moving to Colorado. I just kind of kept calling him, and he joined me about a year later, and we started the band up. And then Mark, the drummer, I met out here. He used to play in a couple different bands in Colorado, so we just kind of met him through the music scene here. And now we've added a fourth member, Chris Beesmaker, on the keys, and he's from Charlottesville, Virginia, sort of a friend who got sent our way.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. How did the now quartet come together and come to call itself The Congress?
It's just really just a name. I mean, Jonathan and I would do these recording sessions back in Virginia where we would just grab different people in the Richmond music scene. So it was kind of like different amalgamation every time in the studio. We just kind of called it that because it's a, you know, bringing together a bunch of different people.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Could you talk about the musical influences that inform the group's sound, and could you describe that sound?
Well, I mean, it's rock and roll. You know, it's pretty much anything you can grab from the American songbook and also from British rock as well. But, you know, old school Southern R&B, rock and roll from the 60s and 70s, a lot of outlaw country music. Man, I mean, you can pretty much name anything. I don't think genre is our strong suit in trying to pinpoint a sound. I mean, you can pretty much say rock and roll.
Okay, we'll say rock and roll then. Could you preview your Telluride set? Is it a mix of rock and roll and soul? And is it big time danceable?
Well, I mean, we usually don't pick the set until just a couple minutes before we play it. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly what we'll be doing, but, you know, it's a mixture of, you know, we concentrate pretty hard on songwriting, but we also concentrate pretty hard on playing live and improvising. And yeah, I'm sure a good portion of it will be danceable, you know.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Scott Lane of The Congress, opening Telluride Blues and Brews with a concert in Mountain Village on Wednesday, September 11th. Scott, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.